Hey y'all, this is Yamaya the Colorist, and you are tuned in to Gratitude and Intentional Living, which is my personal audio journal. My intention here is to encourage and empower by just sharing my personal journey. Again, I am Yamaya the Colorist, and you can find me as Yamaya the Colorist on most social media platforms. Today is Sunday, June 17th, 2018, and it's been a while. Yes, I'm aware. I've experienced what I feel to be major changes in my life, and I've really just been trying to find my rhythm. I recently got out of a relationship that I was in for 2 years, and because of that breakup, I'm back at home with my mom. So yeah, my comfort and my familiarity have been disrupted. I've been having lows and extreme lows. Nonetheless, I gotta get this out. I was unsure what I even wanted to say to myself. So what I did was create a brain map outlining all of my present emotions and thoughts, and then I organized it in a way to verbalize so it'll make sense on the receiving end. Lately, I've been crying a lot. And it's because I've been having to operate in detachment or the letting go. And not so much letting go of the person or letting go of the house, but letting go of once having a partner or once having a house and being able to look at my present circumstance and accept it. Without feeling the need to revert mentally to my past or my previous situation of what once was, and trying to pull it into my now or comparing it to my now, because then that creates the pain or the tears. Because what I've been doing is rejecting my present moment, my present situation, and the present is what really is. So, yeah, I've been having to reset myself mentally when I catch myself doing that. And not so much the thinking of the past, but the trying to pull it into the present. And that's what will cause that pain and the tears. What am I talking about today? What do I want to say? I want to tell myself that it is okay to take a moment to be sad. However, it's important to work through the pain. And when I say work through the pain, what I mean is it's important to remember my purpose and to continue to fulfill it. And I say it like that because, yes, experiencing a breakup or losing a partner, it may be difficult. And losing my home or what I knew to be my home and comfort is now uncomfortable. That's okay. Because I'm much more than a girlfriend, I'm much more than a housekeeper. You see, girlfriend and housekeeper are just roles. They are roles that were played, that I played. That's not who I am. That's like confusing the map for the territory. Like, yeah, I may have a map, but that's not to get it twisted. I don't own the land just because I have a map. So yeah, I may have had a relationship or a house, but that's not to be mistaken as my identity or even ownership of the two. They were not and are not mine to hold on to or control or try to keep or even self-identify with. The two are merely ideas that I developed an attachment to. Now, what is real and what seeks or requires fulfillment is my purpose and reaching my maximum potential. My purpose is what the objective is and should be. Everything else is just an extension or a role or an idea. You see, I am the source. No role or idea in my life can even be or have been without me. I am the nucleus. So one thing for certain, even when experiencing loss or in pain, I still gotta do me. I got shit to do. I've already established that I am not the roles that I play. So if I'm experiencing pain due to the loss of a role that I once played, if I am not the role, is the pain even real? Or did I create the pain? by being attached to, or let me say self-identifying to the role, or mistaking the role to be who I am. Therefore, I'm perceiving to experience a loss when actually there is none, because I'm not the role. I played a role. Often the mind wants to hold on to shit, right? You know, the mind recognizes patterns. It likes to function on autopilot, like familiarity. So being that I'm in a completely new environment, my mind keeps wanting to go back. And that's fine. But when thinking back, or in the past, or thinking about the previous situation, I must remember I was just playing a role. Therefore, I won't perceive myself to have experienced a loss, meaning I won't experience self-induced pain when my mind keeps wanting to go into autopilot or think back to the past, or in that, on the familiar comforts of the previous situation. And I said all that to say, yes, I must continue to work and fulfill my purpose, because as I just presented, the pain isn't even real. It's created mentally by self-identifying with roles. This season is definitely one of transition, and nothing looks familiar to me. So it's been easy for me to feel unsure and uncertain and just confused. So I've had to write down my purpose, and I have to keep it on me and read it in my own handwriting to serve as a reminder of who I am and what I'm even doing. It's all about my purpose, though. Everything else, just like the roles, it's lanyard. And there is possible distractions if I become so engulfed with the role versus the source. And I also want to say to myself, you are worthy. I am worthy. And because I'm worthy, I need not chase anything. Chase comes from uncertainty, needing validation. But because I know who I am and my worthiness, I know the things I seek are also seeking me. So no chase necessary. All I need to do is just continue to fulfill my purpose, and I'm going to attract it all. Everything I need, I'm going to attract it. So to recap, all right, let's see. Let go of what was. Accept what is. And that's this moment. Also, not self-identifying with roles. They're simply roles, and not to be mistaken as who I am. Knowing and remembering that I am the source. I am worthy. That's all I have today, but I want to thank y'all for tuning in to my audio journal, Gratitude and Intentional Living. I want to thank you guys for your attention and your interest in my perspective. I appreciate you. This is my real life that I'm sharing with you guys, and if you're able to draw inspiration or feel empowered or motivated, you know, I think that's cool. That's what's up. Feel free to like this, share it, comment, engage with me. I welcome it all. Again, this is Shamaya the Colorist, and I'm signing out.